step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
You're on board with Ultimate Outdoors Radio. Quest to bring the outdoors to you. Once again, our resident guides to the outdoors, the Captain and the Wall Dog.
Hey, good Saturday morning. This is Wally, the Wall Dog Banffy, along with Captain Terry Fry. Morning, Captain.
Hey, good Saturday morning to everyone in the outdoor world. Hope you are all having a great week. Weather's been cooperating, and you know, Wally, hard to believe that 7-8 weeks right around the corner, September already, early duck season, Western state hunts starting. Pretty crazy, another fast summer. But Wally, what we're going to talk with Mike Keyes from Mike Keyes Outdoors. It's Keyes Outdoors Muskie Hunting Adventures. We're going to talk about some recent adventures and some tournaments that he covered. And then we're going to travel down to the Mississippi, talk with a friend of the show, John Reinhardt, get a little update on the Mississippi. Bite seems to be pretty good. Obviously, we have the weeds coming down right now, but overall, bite's pretty good for panfish, walleye, and so on. And we're even going to touch on, you know, this early duck season is going to be different this year because of the low water on the Mississippi. You're going to have to do some scouting, because a lot of areas are not holding water anymore. So John and I will talk a little bit about that. But every week we get to talk about gear.
Now it's time for the Ultimate Gearheads. This week's Gearhead segment is powered by Middleton Ford, Middleton, Wisconsin. Hey, before you start spending all your money on outdoor gear, have the Ultimate Gearheads check it out. They will set you straight.
Hey, folks, you don't see that Middleton Ford sticker. You paid too much. Wally.
Captain, this week's really cool piece of gear is a Musky Tackle Case. It's the Lakewood Musky Junior Tackle Case. It holds up to 20 hanging baits up to 10 inches in length. It's ideal for big bucktails. There are two exterior pockets for leaders, pliers, jaw spreaders, and other important musky gear. The Musky Junior Tackle Case sells for around $160. It's a great way to keep all your gear in a small area, but very organized. Captain?
Wally, I need someone in the boat just to untangle my crankbaits.
isn't that what your grandson
does? When I did the kids fishing, I had a lady and two kids in the boat, and she said, "Do you want me to untangle those for you?" And I said, "Oh no, I'll get them. You just got to keep shaking and shaking." So
that one time you said, "Well, I did an inventory. I had over 400." You said you had over 450 crankbaits in your boat at one time.
Yeah, I think it was actually 600, and then the other 400 were in the shed. But that's what happens when you tournament fish, you accumulate a lot of them. But fishing news, Wally, I don't know if people heard, but actually in the with the DNR doing some of the Asian carp studies, they actually netted 37 silver carp from pool 8, which I guess is good and bad news. 13 of them were the common carp. They had 31 silver carp, actually had 70 paddlefish. So they actually netted a couple thousand fish, but not good news that the, you know, that even that they got 37 of them. So, but I did talk to a couple commercial fisherman this weekend, and he fishes farther down on the pool, and he has not caught any. So it's going to be interesting to see where they go with this, but that is good and bad news. They know they're in there, but 37's even a lot of them, I guess. We'll see what happens there.
I wonder if they're doing any radio tracking of carp, like putting a transponder in them and following them around, see how far they go.
Yeah, they have done that, and that's how they ended up putting the nets where they have them for this first so-called capture. But Wally, what are you hearing on the Madison chain? Got any report for that?
A lot of weeds, Captain. With the low water this year, the weeds really grew fast, and that brought out the weed cutters. It seemed like 2 to 3 weeks early, so there's a lot of surface weeds. The fishing is really good. It's just you've got to be a little cautious, especially using slip bobbers. As you know, Captain, if you got a lot of floating weeds, it gets on your line and stuff. So you kind of got to switch tactics, go more vertical with jigs and half a crawler. But a slip bobber on a leech below a bobber is pretty lethal on walleye, smallmouth bass, and other fish like perch. Perch fishing's been very good on Madison chain.
Yeah, I was in there a couple weeks ago, and actually the weeds prevented us from fishing a few spots, because once you were there and the wind started blowing and you had to move. So there was a lot of movement going on. But so otherwise, the bite seems good all around the areas, the rivers, and Winnebago's doing pretty well. Mississippi's doing well. So you can still get kids out and catch fish. But so coming up this week, we're going to talk with Mike Keyes from Keyes Outdoors Muskie Hunting Adventures. Going to be talking about muskie fishing and covering a few tournaments. Stay with us.
Turn left at the beautiful Cleary Building.
Tom, why is your navigation app set up to drive by a Cleary Building no matter where we're going?
What? Not sure. I think it just recognizes the Cleary Shamrock as a landmark.
Mm-hmm. It's not because you want a new Cleary Building for the ATV in your boat, right?
What? No.
Carla, turn right and let your husband buy a new Cleary Building.
Whoops.
Start building your dreams today at clearybuilding.com.
If you love hunting, shooting, and spending time in the great outdoors, you're probably already a part of the Vortex Nation. Hi, this is Paul Neese from Vortex, and we have a huge selection of rifle scopes, rangefinders, binoculars, and lots of other cool gear. Our compact Vortex rangefinders are extremely easy to use. Choose from the Impact, Ranger, or Copperhead models. Vortex also offers a high-quality rangefinding binocular. The Fury HD laser rangefinding binocular offers dual-purpose functionality, a crystal-clear binocular, and a rangefinder capable of ranging reflected targets from 10 to 1600 yards. If you're in the market for a long-range tactical rifle scope, take a look through the new Diamondback 4 to 16 power first focal plane rifle scope with 30 millimeter tube, tactical turrets, and the EBR 2C reticle. The Diamondback is also available in the 6 to 24 by 50 size for long-range shooting. All Vortex products carry our lifetime, unlimited, unconditional VIP warranty. To learn more, go to vortexoptics.com.
Hi, Tom from Wilderness Fish and Game in Sauk City. Whether you're looking for something for self-defense, hunting, target shooting, or just plinking, Wilderness has a firearm in stock for you. Don't overpay for guns or ammo. Online retailers and gun stores across the country are taking advantage of the gun and ammo shortages to drastically increase their prices. We simply won't do that to you. We value our customers far too much to do that, and we'll always treat you fairly and honestly. Wilderness Fish and Game. Hunt, fish, shoot. That's all we do.
Hello, this is Andrea Joe with Century 21 Affiliated. If you like to hunt, fish, and enjoy the outdoors as much as I do, let's connect. I can make buying or selling your next property a breeze. Call me at 608-574-2092 or visit my website at andreajoe.com.
Hello, this is Philippe Coquard, owner of Wolosham Winery and Distillery in Prairie du Sac. I'd like to invite you and your family to visit our new distillery where we craft Wisconsin-grown and distilled brandies, gin, absinthe, with whiskey aging in barrels. We offer spirit tastings daily with guided distillery tour on weekends. Enjoy award-winning family-crafted wine and spirits at Wolosham Winery and Distillery, 25 miles northwest of Madison. Visit wolosham.com.
When you're ready to enjoy the outdoors, you need to call Quam's Marine and Motorsports in Stoughton at 608-873-3366. Quam's Marine and Motorsports is family-owned and operated, serving customers for over 75 years. Quam stocks boats, ATVs, side-by-sides, snowmobiles, and trailers. See the best brands in the industry, including Crestliner, Ranger, Bennington Pontoons, and Chaparral, all powered by dependable Mercury, Yamaha, Evinrude, and Mercruiser engines. Visit QuamsMotorsports.com.
Hi, Tom from Wilderness Fish and Game in Sauk City. If you love to fish as much as we do, then Wilderness is the pro shop for you. We have a huge selection of rods, reels, and lures in stock, and our staff of fishing guides and tournament anglers is always here to help you get on the best local bites. In a year of empty shelves and limited options at fishing and gun stores across the country, Wilderness is fully stocked up on the best tackle, and we're constantly adding new gear for the fishing enthusiast and tournament angler. Hunt, fish, shoot. That's all we do.
Turn left at the beautiful Cleary Building.
Tom, why is your navigation app set up to drive by a Cleary Building no matter where we're going?
What? Not sure. I think it just recognizes the Cleary Shamrock as a landmark.
Mm-hmm. It's not because you want a new Cleary Building for the ATV in your boat, right?
What? No.
Carla, turn right and let your husband buy a new Cleary Building.
Whoops.
Start building your dreams today at clearybuilding.com.
Hi, this is Paul Neese. Thank you for supporting Vortex Optics. We are a family-owned company based here in Wisconsin, but known around the world. Check out our Razor, Viper, and Venom red dot sights. These compact, high-performance sights are incredibly versatile and mount easily to your AR, shotgun, or pistol. Many of today's newest pistols come standard with cutout slides. A Vortex Reflex sight is a perfect fit for those models, providing quick target acquisition and fast, accurate shooting. Check out all our great products at vortexoptics.com.
Hello, this is Jennifer from Cedar Valley Preserve. We are located in the beautiful rolling hills of Spring Green, Wisconsin. Cedar Valley Preserve offers quality hunting for upland birds and wild turkeys. Cedar Valley Lodge is a popular choice for corporate meetings, special occasions, and events, including weddings. Please contact us by phone or email to schedule a hunt or to spend a night at our rustic lodge. Visit us on the web at cedarvalleypreserve.com.
Hi, Tom from Wilderness Fish and Game in Sauk City. Whether you're looking for something for self-defense, hunting, target shooting, or just plinking, Wilderness has a firearm in stock for you. Don't overpay for guns or ammo. Online retailers and gun stores across the country are taking advantage of the gun and ammo shortages to drastically increase their prices. We simply won't do that to you. We value our customers far too much to do that and will always treat you fairly and honestly.
Wilderness Fish and Game.
Hunt, fish, shoot. That's all we do.
Here's two guys that spend so much time outdoors. When they get home, their wives say, "Haven't you left yet?" This is Ultimate Outdoors Radio.
Hey, welcome back, folks, and thanks for listening. This segment is brought to you by the Cleary Building Corp. Don't miss the Cleary Open House event August 5, 6, and 7 in Verona, Wisconsin. The event includes the Family Fishing Day on the Cleary Pond on Saturday, August 7th from 9 to noon. Our next guest is a crazed muskie hunter. He's been known to sleep in his boat overnight while filming and chasing muskies. He's chased muskies in over 13 states and in Canada, all the while filming his adventures for TV. Mike Keyes, welcome to the show.
How are you guys?
Just great. Excellent. Hey, how long have you been producing Keyes Outdoors Muskie Fishing Adventures, and where does your show air?
This will be our 22nd year, and we air on Fox Sports, which is now Bally. We also have our YouTube channel, Amazon, and we also started our own TV network, KOTV.
I watched YouTube's, and I got to tell you, it's pretty addicting. I was on there for 3 hours watching your shows last night, Mike.
Well, thank you.
Your filming is extraordinary and many different angles and underwater, and it's not just about catching a muskie. There's a lot more to it, isn't there?
There is. You know, I've been doing it a long time, and when I started, it was very hard to capture the moment of truth, if you will, the catch, the hook set on muskie, because they're so unpredictable. It could be 10 minutes into your trip, it could be 10 hours into your trip, and to run a camera with a cameraman for that long is pretty tough to do. So we've innovated setting up back in the day, bringing 12-volt batteries with us and actually hooking up actual cameras on tape that would run every 45 minutes. We'd have to rewind the tape and play it looking for that hookup. So with the invention of GoPro and the new camera technology out there now, it's made it so much easier. But we were one of the first to pioneer the Skycam with a camera on it to capture that magic moment.
Oh, it's fantastic. Really entertaining. So, Mike, you travel all over the U.S. and Canada when possible, filming TV episodes. Do you have a favorite destination?
Yeah, on the water.
Is it Minnesota? Is it
It's hard to say. It's Wisconsin's got a lot going on because Wisconsin is very diverse as far as we have the Great Lakes, we have big lakes, and we have small bodies of water, and we have the rivers. Traditionally, the muskie is a river fish. So we've got the Wisconsin River, which is, as you know, loaded with them from the headwaters down to the Mississippi. So we have a very diverse fishery in the state of Wisconsin. I did do a trip this past year out to Virginia where we floated them, floated for muskies out there. And I must say, very, very beautiful body of water, streams that they have out there. The scenery and the big muskies really make it a hot destination.
Very cool. Now, you've started your own network called KOTV. Tell us about that.
Well, what we've done is we started a TV network on all Roku devices. So if you have a Roku television, then you would get this app. It's free. You just got to type in KOTV in the search area to look for us. And then once you download the app, you have free TV. And it's got 15 shows on it. A lot of the shows that are on Fox are also on KOTV. So you've got some really good names on there. You've got the Linders, you've got Jason Mitchell, Keys Outdoors, Larry Smith, John Gillespie, the whole gamut, is there. And we're trying to build that network up. We're looking for new talent. We've got some new guys that are producing some half-an-hour TV musky shows that are going to be airing starting in January. And, again, it's free. And if you don't have Roku, you can just go to www.kotvchannel.com, and you can watch it on your computer, your phone, or a tablet. And it's, again, all free to the public.
Very cool. Mike, you fished the PMTT and you filmed it. How was the event in Eagle River recently?
It was fantastic. The tournament fishing it's a whole different creature, if you will. You got to have a lot of luck going into a day and a half of fishing. And, 2 years ago, we missed Top Gun by just a matter of a point, I believe it was. And then the last 2 years has not been good for us. So, it's a lot of luck involved. And you got to get those fish to eat during the tournament hours. And it's been brutal for Brian Schaefer and I, but we're feeling pretty confident going into the next tournament up in Bemidji, Minnesota. We know that water well. It's big fish water. And Cass is involved in that, Cass Lake as well. So we're pretty jacked up, and we think we'll do pretty good up there.
Well, Mike, thanks for being our guest. We'll be watching your musky hunting adventures. Thank you.
Thank you.
Folks, that was Mike Keyes. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
From 99 degrees above to 25 degrees below, a little weather isn't stopping these guys. This is Ultimate Outdoors Radio.
Hey, folks, you still looking ahead for that to get a pole building up before the winter? Call Cleary Building Corp. Get on their building list. You can head right over there, design your building, and they will get you set up. Hey, today we're going to travel down to the Mississippi. It's been a little while, the Mississippi River. Talk with John Reinhart, friend of the show. John's been on for years. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Terry. How are you today?
Good. Well, John, things have changed a little on the Mississippi. We've got some pretty low flow. So what are you seeing out on the river as far as species of fish, where they're located, kind of what they're up to right now?
Well, they're definitely looking for a little bit deeper water, and we're as low as we've been for a long, long time. But wing dams are producing fish, different species, and like you say, sometimes, you have to get in those sloughs, but where they meet the Mississippi, that can be good also.
Well, and the key really is to all of this, John, is flow. I mean, I've fished that enough years. You've fished it. You need to find that correct flow. And, you know, the thing about it, you know, panfish on those wing dams, people don't realize. I've caught giant bluegills on those wing dams with the flow just ripping over it. And it's because they're river fish and they're just freaking tough. And it's like a bluegill.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, you get out there and right now you want to be out toward the end of the wing dam to catch those fish because they want to be, like you said, where the more flow is.
Yeah.
And so that's where they're hanging out right now.
And, you know, we need to tell people, too, they're not on there 24 hours a day. They move up and down. And the other thing, John, you know, both you and I look for is that usually the first slew cut coming off the main channel has current to it. And if there's wood there, that's a key spot to check. So how do you fish the wood there, John, chasing panfish when you're in those slew cuts?
You just go up in there and put a little jig on and, you know, a piece of crawler, a piece of plastic, and drop down. Yeah, you're going to get snagged up and you're going to lose a few things. But if you're just careful and find yourself a little opening, those fish are there.
Yeah, they do seem to like that structure, and you might even get a bonus walleye. Today, joining me today in Ultimate Outdoors Radio, John Reinhardt out of La Crosse, Wisconsin, talking Mississippi River. And we're going to talk a little fishing, and we're going to talk about some preseason duck scouting. So, John, as far as I talked to you earlier, and they just opened up almost 1,000 new acres of refuge hunting for duck hunters. That's pretty exciting. I have not checked out the map to see where that's at, but, you know, we talked with that lower water. People are going to have a new approach because their spot might be dried up this year.
Well, that's absolutely. And also, you want to go prior to your going out there in the middle of the morning because the sandbars have filled in. And there are places where you used to run, you are not going to make it now.
Yeah. Well, and too, John, you know, we talked because these hatches these ducks have over the summer, they'll stay in one place when they have a hatch in a back slough or something. But the key to it is you're going to have to find the ones that have water because things are going to be different.
Absolutely. There's going to be a lot of pockets that there's nothing in. And so what you have to do is find yourself backwater with some water and at least a little flow on the edge. Otherwise, you know, you're not going to see the ducks come in like they normally would. So you have to, you're going to have to do a little scouting this year.
Well, and the other thing too, John, as you and I both know, there's thousands of acres of access with boat landings, and you know, there's no reason if you want to buy a license, a waterfall license on the state on the other side of the river. We used to do that by the Iowa one, but you need to get some maps because there's a ton of access to get away from other hunters there too.
That's true. You know, you always have your popular spots, you know. But sometimes all you have to do, you maybe won't hunt that afternoon, but if you drive around, you're going to go down a slough and there's going to be a pocket behind that you maybe can't even see. But the ducks will hear that motor and they will jump up and they'll come right back there. But then you know you have a good spot and you know nobody's in there hunting at that time.
Yeah, you gave me that tip a couple years ago, and it is exactly true. That where those ducks were born and raised in Wisconsin in an area, they do come back if they haven't been shot at. And I used that trick and was very successful. So, John, want to take a minute to thank you for taking a minute to chat with us this morning. You continue to have a great summer out there on the Big River.
Thanks, Terry. I hope to see you sometime. We'll get out in the boat together.
You bet. Hey, that was John Reinhardt in La Crosse, Wisconsin. Stay with us, folks. You're on board with Ultimate Outdoors Radio.
Here's two guys that are definitely a few worms short of a dozen.
Hey, welcome back, folks. And we really appreciate you listening. You know, people do some incredibly stupid things outdoors, and now it's time.
Now it's time for the ultimate dumbass segment.
This segment is brought to you by Grandpa Ray Outdoors. If you need any advice on food plotting on your property, give John O'Brien a call at Grandpa Ray Outdoors, and he'll give you some great advice. Captain?
Hey, Wally, great time to think about those food plots. A lot of people plant at the end of July and August. Hey, coming up on this week's UDA, I guess I'm going to nominate the Minnesota DNR or else the politicians. We never know who it is, but little story here. Through the end of July, it's now illegal to transport farmed white-tailed deer around the state unless they're going to slaughter. The emergency rule followed discovery of chronic wasting disease at a farm. Now, Wally, you and I both know that there's been enough chronic wasting disease news in every state that why would they wait till now to put the ban on game farm transportation when it's a pretty good thought that, you know, there was some positive deer being transported off of game farms in many states. Why would they wait till now for this emergency ruling? You'd think every state would have that in effect, but I don't know.
Should be an emergency. So. Hey, it's time now for a Spring Valley Kennel Field Report. If you're traveling and need a great place to have your dog stay overnight at a kennel, the Spring Valley Kennel in Blue Mounds, Wisconsin will do a great job. Sean and Linda Timmons, they've got a great staff, a really extremely clean kennel. They'll exercise your dogs, Captain, keep them happy and obedient, and even play country music for them.
There you go. Hey, Wally, we talked in the first segment about this invasive carp issue. Here's a quick story out of Illinois. There's another potential tool in the battle against invasive carp, and it's facial recognition. Yeah, facial recognition. The company Woosh Innovation hopes to be able to identify and sort invasive carp from native fish swimming through the fish passages, sending the invasives to harvest and allowing the native fish to pass. That's almost scary, isn't it, Wally, if they're going to do facial recognition on carp?
Well, they must have some ugly workers. The carp see those ugly folks through the glass and turn around and go back the other way.
I don't know, but if technology has gotten that far, that's pretty scary that they can identify fish by just looking at their face. I got to get this quick story in, Wally. This is the bizarro story of the year, I think. A family was fishing in South Dakota. They were fishing for walleyes and the miscellaneous species. But the fellow hooks up with a giant northern. He was pulling bottom bouncers and night crawlers. The line broke and the bottom bouncer pierced his chest. So the wife, having never driven the boat, was able to get the boat started, and she followed a GPS trail, which took her 13 minutes to get back to the dock. And she had to go slow because of the situation he was in. That was kind of rough water. So ambulances were waiting at the dock, and when he got done with surgery, the doctor told him that his chest was so full of blood that his heart was not beating. And basically the doc said a lesser man would have died. So what's the odds that you get pierced by a bottom bouncer?
Wow, that's a good story.
Yeah.
Hey, kudos to her for keeping her patience, driving the boat safely, following the trail back. So I really give her a lot of credit. Saved his life. Awesome.
Well, and that just goes to show you. And, you know, that does happen a lot, that you're out there fishing and you have a big fish on. And, you know, especially if you have a treble hook on or something like that, that it breaks loose. And, you know, that's why you should wear glasses or sunglasses. Yes. Because
and a hat.
A lot of times that does happen. It just springs back into your face or into your arm or something like that. Wally, Cleary Building Corp, we got the kids fishing thing coming up in August.
Yes, that'll be fun at the Cleary Pond in Verona. It'll be August 7th from 9 a.m. to noon. Come on out. The captain and I will bring bait, and you guys bring your own rods out and your kids, and everyone will catch fish. It's really an awesome time. So that'll be Cleary Fishing Pond Family Fishing Day, August 7th.
Hey, folks, thanks for spending another Saturday morning with the Ultimate Outdoors radio crew. Remember, you can catch all our podcasts, those that you missed.
Yep, catch us worldwide on iHeartRadio.
Another show on the stringer. We'll see you around the campfire. Don't forget to catch us on the net at ultimateoutdoorsradio.com.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.